Now in chapter 9, we come here to a section where God appears now to Solomon the second time, and he does it to encourage his heart. And we notice something very interesting here. I begin reading now verse 1 of chapter 9 of 1 Kings. Came to pass when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built, to put my name there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. Now God is saying to him here, Solomon, here's where I'll meet with you. Here at the temple. This is the place for you to come, for the people to come. This is the place for the world to come. This was the meeting place in that day, just as the Lord Jesus today is the approach to God. In that day, the temple, and that temple speaks of him, of course. Now he mentions again something else. Verse 4, and if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked. Now that's a human standard. And it's not a high standard. Well, it is a high standard in the sense David had a tremendous capacity for God and a love for God. And he failed, he fumbled and faltered, and he fell. But he got up and he came to God in confession and he wanted a fellowship with God. And therefore, if you'll walk before me as David thy father walked in integrity of heart, that's so important today. There's so much subterfuge in worship. And friends, there's a great deal of hypocrisy today in the church. I spoke at a banquet some time ago where there was over 1,000 people present. One of the officials, one of the politicians of that area was present. Oh, he got up. You'd think he was the most pious fellow in the crowd. And you know, he left before the message. You know why? He didn't want to hear it. He's not interested in God's word. There's so much of that today. You tell the Lord the facts, friends, and you better tell him the facts, because he already knows all about you anyway. David walked before God in integrity of heart. Sure, he fell, but he's the one that confessed it, and he's the one that asked for cleansing. His faith failed for a moment, but beneath that faith that failed, there was a faith that never failed. And he walked before God in integrity of heart and in uprightness. David was honest in his integrity to God. May I say this, and I say it kindly, and I say it after an experience of about 40 years in the ministry, friends. I think there's more dishonesty in church service today. And I mean by on Sunday morning, there's more dishonesty and hypocrisy that's revealed there. Here comes a man out of the business world. And I want to tell you, he's been careless in his life. And he comes out of a home where he's not setting an example. And he walks into church with a Bible under his arm and he talks about God and the will of God and uses all sorts of pious expressions. Who is he tempting to fool? God? Of course you're not fooling him. Why not just tell him as David did? Just tell him how the cow ate the cabbage. Tell him the facts about yourself. He walked before God in uprightness to do according all that I've commanded thee and will keep my statutes, my judgment. I says here, when David failed, he made confession. Then I'll establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. And never had. There's one today that nail-pierced hands hold a scepter, this universe today.